Welcome to Shomar Shor on the Daf from Pesachim Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara in Amud Aleph, starting the 10th line, brings the case of what do you do when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, as we're going to have this year, Be'ezer Hashem. And the Gemara speaks specifically about the Truma. Do you burn the Truma? Or you wait to see if you'll find someone to eat the Truma? Says Ablozo ben Yehuda, I'll prove to you that you're not waiting for somebody to come. Because if so, so not only Truma Tehoira, but also a Suffolk Truma. Truma, which is Tluya, which you're not sure if it's good or not, don't burn. Because maybe Eliyahu Navi is going to come on Erev Pesach, and he will tell us that this Truma is actually Tar. And then if you burn it for no reason. You see from here that you don't Choshesh for these things. So answers the Gemara, to Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda, Muftach Lem LeYisrael, I also have a Haftacha, the Eliyahu HaNavi will not come on Erev Yom Tov or Erev Shabbos. Meaning, in this case, we know the Eliyahu HaNavi is not going to come. The source of this Gemara is the Gemara in Erevin Daf Mem Gimel, who tells us that Eliyahu HaNavi is not coming on Erev Shabbos. And it's important to mention what we mentioned over there in Shor Machshava on the Daf, what the Tur Evin says in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Aleph, that when the Gemara tells us that there's a certain day the Mashiach won't come, how does that fit with the rule that we know, Bechol Yom Shiavo, you believe the Mashiach can come any day? So the Torah Evan explains that there's two times, as the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us, there's two times when Mashiach can come. There is Be'ito, there is this a designated time the Mashiach is supposed to come, regardless of what happens. And that is Achishena, something that Kishbol could bring Mashiach to come early. If Mashiach is coming on time, that could be any day. We don't know what day is the time of Mashiach, and that could be on Erev Yom Tov, on Erev Shabbos, on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, could be any day. But if it's Achishena, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring Mashiach early, then, so to speak, Kadosh Baruch Hu will make sure that he will not come when it's inconvenient for Am Yisrael. And if Eliyahu HaNavi is supposed to come on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov, it's inconvenient for Am Yisrael because they have to work then, they're preparing then for Shabbos and Yom Tov. Rashi here explains that he's not going to come on Erev Shabbos because it's Erev Shabbos. And he's not going to come on Shabbos, which that's Erev Pesach, because that's Erev Yom Tov. So these 2 days, Eliyahu HaNavi is not coming. Not on Friday and not on Shabbos. As the Mashal, if we're talking about Erev Yom Tov, which is a Shabbos, so what's the issue? Anyway, you can't prepare for the meal on Shabbos. As you can't prepare from Shabbos to Yom Tov. So what's the Torah? What is Am Yisrael busy on Shabbos, which is Erev Pesach? So truth is that Tosis in Eruvin Daf Mem Gimel, when he speaks about this coin, compares the Gemara here to the Gemara in Eruvin, he says what the Gemara here means to say, that Eliyahu HaNavi won't come on Erev Pesach, it's not that he's not going to come at all. He will come on Erev Pesach, which falls on Shabbos, but only after the meal. He doesn't want to disturb Am Yisrael from eating the meal of Shabbos, not preparing for the meal of Yom Tov, but eating the meal of Shabbos. So therefore, after the meal, he can come. And the Marashah there explains, what does Tosis mean? So what is the Gemara telling us? Don't burn the Chametz, because maybe Eliyahu will come and he'll tell us that this is edible. But if Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come after the fourth hour, when anyway you can't eat, so then it doesn't help us. So therefore, the Gemara says like this, Eliyahu HaNavi is not coming on Erev Shabbos because it's Erev Shabbos. It's not coming on Shabbos, which is Erev Yom Tov, not because it's Erev Yom Tov, but because you have the meal of Shabbos to take care of. And this all leads to the following Gevaldic idea. Rav Menachem Mendel Miriminov in his Sefer Menachem Tzion says that when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, as we're going to have this year, Be'ezer Hashem, the Haftarah that you lay in is V'avol Hashem in Chas Yehudi V'Yerushalayim, which is the Haftarah that you lay in every Shabbos HaGadol, but this time it's going to be an Erev Pesach, and which ends with the words, Hinei Anochi Shalech Lachem Es Eliyahu HaNavi. The promise of Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come. So explains Rav Menachem Mendel Miriminov that we know that we believe and we yearn that the Geula Hasido, the future Geula, is going to be also on Pesach, the same way the original Geula happened on Pesach. Benison Hasidim Ligoil. But on a regular Pesach, it's a little difficult for Mashiach to come on Pesach. Why? Because of our Gemara, the Gemara in Eruvin, that tells us the Eliyahu Novi has to come a day before, and Eliyahu Novi doesn't come on Erev Yom Tov. Says Rabbi Nachum Mendel, but when Pesach falls on a Sunday in Erev Pesach is a Shabbos, so then you do not have the issue of coming on Erev Yom Tov, because it's a Shabbos anyway. So then Eliyahu Novi could come. That's what we emphasize in this Haftarah, that Eliyahu Novi could come today. The later Sifri Chassidus quote Rabbi Nachum Mendel Merubinov as saying that there's a special zgula for Mashiach to come when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, as we're going to have this year, Be'ezer Hashem. So in the Sefer Imri Noyam, in the end of the Sefer, there's a tshuva of the son of the Imri Noyam, that someone asked him, how does the Rabbi Nachum Mendel Merubinov fit with our Gemara? The our Gemara says that he's not going to come not on Erev Shabbos and not on Erev Yom Tov. So the son of the Imri Noyam answers, first of all, there's Tosis that argues in Rashi. And second, even in Rashi, you can explain what Rashi means, he's not going to come on Erev Shabbos and not on Erev Yom Tov, doesn't mean he's not going to come on Erev Yom Tov at all. He's not going to come on Erev Yom Tov until the fourth hour, as Tosis and Erevin tells us. So the bottom line is, the simple understanding of our Gemara is that when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, Eliyahu Novi is for sure not coming. According to Rav Nachum Mendel Merubinov, Adarabba, that's the more appropriate time for him to come, because that's the only Pesach that he could come on Erev Yom Tov, when it is a Shabbos. Anyone who wants to join the email list or WhatsApp group of Shur Machshava, please send the email to shurmachshava@gmail.com.